Fears of rolling blackouts in California. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As many of the western states brace for a week-long heat wave that will see temperatures in the triple digits into next week.
Governor Newsom signed an executive order he says will allow the state to procure more energy supply elsewhere during this heat wave, as hydroelectric plants aren't as reliable during drought conditions.
Mega drought means less megawatts. So on a supply side, we're challenged by these extremes. And on a demand side, not surprisingly, people are turning up the AC.
They're expecting stress on the power grid in the coming days, so they declared a flex alert. That asked Californians to conserve energy, keeping thermostats at 78 degrees, avoiding the use of large appliances, and avoiding the charging of electric vehicles.
Fox's Bill Malusian reports just days ago California's Air Resources Board approved a plan to progressively ban gas-powered cars. Thursday afternoon, a federal judge in Florida convenes a hearing into former President Trump's request for the appointment of a special master to oversee the evidence collected in the raid on his home last month. His attorneys ridiculing the Justice Department's opposition to the motion as an effort to block any judicial consideration of any aspect of its unprecedented behavior in the investigation. The Food and Drug Administration has given emergency use authorization to another round of COVID-19 vaccine booster shots tailored to target the most widely spread variants. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf urging people to get boosted.
It's just painful to see people dying unnecessarily when there's a free treatment that would prevent their death.
About half of the Americans eligible for the first round of booster shots passed on them. Special UN nuclear power team has arrived in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, to inspect the nuclear power plant there. But there are reports that Russian forces are shelling their route to the plant. America is listening to Fox News.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Under pressure from the Department of Transportation, major U.S. airlines have agreed to provide passengers on delayed or canceled flights meals or accommodations.
Airlines have been delaying or canceling thousands of flights this summer, some because of staffing shortages, others because of weather. But the number of disruptions got to be so bad, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg called them unacceptable and said airlines have been selling tickets for flights they just can't staff. He called on them to stop that and to provide meals to customers delayed for more than 3 hours and to give hotel rooms to stranded passengers. Now, American, Delta, and other major airlines are promising to do just that with updates published this week in their service policies. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden flies to Philadelphia on Thursday to deliver a primetime political speech on what the White House is calling the continued battle for the soul of the nation, likely to continue his criticism of so-called MAGA Republicans. A long-awaited report from the United Nations Human Rights Office says China's discriminatory detention of Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim ethnic groups may constitute crimes against humanity. The report calls for an urgent response over allegations of torture and other rights violations in what Beijing claims is a campaign to root out terrorism. Not shade, a town in New Jersey is throwing sunshine on its homeless problem.
Here's how bad the homeless problem is in Lakewood near Toms River in Ocean County. The shade trees that once lined its town square have been cut down to prevent the homeless from hanging out there. Businesses and residents complained about feces on the street and other problems. The mayor says they got the chainsaws out after a recommendation from the police department's quality of life unit. Advocates for the homeless say the move was unnecessary and does nothing to help those in need. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.